O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Hallelujah.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O angels of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O heavens, bless the Lord.
O waters above the skies, bless the Lord.
O powers of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O sun and moon, bless the Lord.
O stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O showers and dew, bless the Lord.
O winds of God, bless the Lord.
O fire and heat, bless the Lord.
O winter and summer, bless the Lord.
O dews and frost, bless the Lord.
O frost and cold, bless the Lord.
O ice and snow, bless the Lord. O light and darkness, bless the Lord.
O lightning and clouds, bless the Lord.
O let the earth bless the Lord.
O mountains and hills, bless the Lord.
All works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
All green things on earth, bless the Lord. O seas and rivers, bless the Lord.
O whales and all that move in the seas, bless the Lord.
O all birds that fly in the air, bless the Lord.
O all wild animals and cattle, bless the Lord.
O children of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord.
O priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of righteousness, bless the Lord.
O holy and humble hearts, bless the Lord.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
Thank you.
book of Moses called Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you. Your foot did not swell for 40 years. Know then that in your heart, that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you, so that you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into the good land, the land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
God bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And may his face shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to St. Timothy, the second chapter. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered the village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God, and with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And they went, and they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Obviously, this passage has something for us to learn. But what? Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that news hadn't traveled ahead of him. That would explain why these 10 men were waiting for him. They seemed to be expecting him. They clearly knew who he was. We can see that because they addressed him as Master, a term of respect. They must have heard about his miracles. They must have, because they said to him, "Have mercy on us." What were they expecting? I know what they wanted. They wanted to be healed of their leprosy. They wanted their skin to be normal again. They wanted their lives to be normal again. They wanted to be in society again. So they sought out someone that they had heard perform miracles, and they begged him for mercy. Would that mercy be in the form of healing? That's certainly what they hoped for. So when Jesus gave them instructions, they followed them. Which is interesting, because they didn't stop to ask questions. They just began their journey to find a priest. But eventually, they noticed that they had been healed. Can you imagine their excitement? But only one of them, in joy, turned back to throw himself at Jesus' feet, to thank God. All 10 of them went on to live a restored life, but only one acknowledged where that gift came from. That really shouldn't surprise us. We are all beneficiaries of God's mercy. Everyone who draws breath does so as a gift from God. Everyone who is in a family here on earth is there because of God's mercy. God makes the rain fall on the just and on the unjust. The sun rises on the evil and the good. Why? Well, you know, you don't have to look very closely to see how wicked this world is. Why does God put up with it? He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the Egyptian army when it was pursuing the children of Israel. He destroyed the whole world in the flood. Does he have mercy on us because we're better than those people? Well, even if we were in some measurable way better than them, that still doesn't make us good enough to stand in God's presence. But God loves his creation. He loves you. He loves me. His love is patient and kind. God wants to save all of mankind. But most of mankind has taken God's gifts and then turned their back on him and then walked away. 9 lepers received God's mercy and walked away. 1 turned back. Jesus didn't take back the healing of those other 9. No, his mercy isn't like that. But we need to take a look at what Jesus said to the one leper who did come back. "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Now, I am no expert in Greek, but I do have some resources. And it is interesting that this verb that Jesus used is one that is sometimes translated as being saved, which makes a huge amount of sense, because the man had already been healed. That's why he turned back to Jesus in the first place. So what could it mean that your faith has made you well? That is, except Jesus was promising a healing that went beyond fixing the disease of his skin. Jesus had seen his faith and healed him from all unrighteousness. Remember how God sends rain on the just and on the unjust? The time will come when that will end. And when it does, a healthy body will not help. but a life in Christ will. I want you to think about how frequently God has withheld his judgment. I want you to think about how relentless his love for you is. I want you to think about what Jesus did in pursuit of you. That day when Jesus healed the 10, he was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to the cross. The cross where his body would be given for you, where his blood would be shed for you. Jesus went through that suffering, that pain, that death because he loves you. Each of you in particular. And in that love, he is patient, giving you time to leave the crowd and turn to him. He wants to be with you forever. The world cannot say that. The world doesn't care that much about you. Even the rich and famous go to the grave. And the world just goes on without them. And even the uncaring world will end. But God has prepared something much, much better for you. In him is life everlasting without pain or tears. So turn to him. Rest in him. The time is coming when he will remove all your blemishes, all the stains that sin has left on you, all the weakness that time has plagued you with. Turn to him in repentance and thanks, and let him cover you with his blood, which is your garment of salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. What is the first article of the Apostles' Creed?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and it still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support his body and life. He defends me against all dangers and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of poverty, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this it is my duty to defend and your praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Lord,
have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the prayer of thanksgiving, each petition ends with the words, let us give thanks to the Lord. And the congregation responds, thanks be to God. For the richness of his creation, and for his grace that sustains what he has made, for the natural resources that support our daily lives, and for the good fruit of the earth by which we and all creatures are fed and nourished, Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the law that protects us against harm, shows us our sin, and guides us into all that is good and pleasing to the Lord. For the gospel that shows us our Savior Jesus Christ, through whom we enjoy forgiveness and life. And for all who have taught us this word, prayed for us, supported us in the Christian faith, and encouraged us in the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper and godly living. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the three freedoms we enjoy in our land, and for those who hold high positions in our nation and communities, and for peaceful and quiet lives that enable us to live as God's people and to extend his kingdom to others, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the Holy Spirit and the gifts of Holy Scripture, Holy Baptism, Holy Absolution, and Holy Communion. For all pastors, missionaries, teachers, musicians, staff, and servants of the church. For our life together in this congregation, and for our unity in doctrine and practice. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For those who care for the sick, the elderly, the unborn and the needy, for medicine and the medical arts, for the health and healing we receive here, and for the resurrection of the body and the greater healing still to come, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the fruits of the Spirit that God has already begun to work in us, for the promise that he will bring these fruits to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. For even the smallest and weakest fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that have been shown to us and grow in us, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our vocations and occupations, for the gift of labor and the privilege of enjoying the fruits of our labor, for neighbors and family members to love and serve, and who love and serve us, for hands, hearts, and minds, for creativity and making that springs from us, and for the privilege to bring our needs and the needs of others before the throne of grace, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In faithful remembrance of the saints who went before us, for grace to rejoice in the mercies the Lord showed to them in their lives, and for the promised day of reunion, when the dead in Christ shall be raised and we shall join them in everlasting light and life, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In all things, O Lord,
Grant to us grace not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to honor you above all, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. On our own, we have nothing that will endure, but you have granted to us all things in Christ, and the life that does not end. Hear your people for the sake of and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom, in whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsel, and all just works, give us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.